Item 19 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to transfer approximately 1.7 acres of land that is a remnant of the former Underwood Creek Parkway and to utilize proceeds from that land transfer to finance project WP-16705, Veterans Park Pavilion and Restroom, and project WP-192, Federal Emergency Management Agency 2010 flood-related improvements. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Keegan.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Jim Keegan with the Parks Department. I'm here today to introduce you to Sarah Thompson. She's a landscape architect with the Parks Department. It's her first time presenting to the committee. Sarah, this June, will have been with us for 2 years, has done fabulous work in that. And so this is part of the project she's been working on, among a lot of playgrounds, the greenhouse, and Menominee River Parkway reconstruction project. And so I'll turn it over to her, and I'll be here for moral support.
Jerry, would you spell your last name for us so we have the correct
name? Sure, it's Thompson, T-O-O-M-S-E-N.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. This item is before you this morning really as a result of the large amount of road construction happening on the west side of the county that's related to the zoo interchange project. As you may be aware, last summer, the city of Wauwatosa reconstructed and realigned Swan Boulevard, and that came through our former greenhouse property and moved to the other side of Highway 45. This created a new major lit intersection between Swan Boulevard and Watertown Plank Road. And at that time, it was determined that it was no longer safe for safety or traffic reasons to have Underwood Creek Parkway connect directly into Watertown Plank Road. So instead, there's a new configuration, and you can see that Underwood Creek Parkway now connects through a roundabout into Swan Boulevard, and then folks are able to get down to Watertown Plank Road. The ownership from the roundabout east to Swan Boulevard is the city of Wauwatosa. And you can see that the roundabout also provides access for Wisconsin Lutheran College fields to the north and the High Point office building on the lower left-hand side. What it also created was the land that's labeled proposed private road. That's the remnant portion of Underwood Creek Parkway. So this access hasn't created any problems for us as far as connectivity to the Oakleaf Trail or the Parkway or the Willoway Center on the Underwood Creek, but what it has caused is some concern on the part of the High Point office building that the primary access of the roundabout is insufficient for their tenants and guests. They believe that it's difficult for people to find them. So they have petitioned Milwaukee County, the DOT, and the city of Wauwatosa to convert the remnant piece of land to a private drive that would strictly serve the High Point office building. The DOT and the city of Wauwatosa have agreed contingent that the private drive be a right-in, right-out only. And they've now met with us several times. The land that we're considering for transfer is 1.7 acres, which is shown hatched in red. And our negotiations have reached a point where we have a draft agreement that has three components. The first of which is that there would be a trail connection constructed from the roundabout south to Watertown Plank Road that would be on the east side of the red portion, and that trail would be designed to county standards and built at the expense of the High Point owners. The land that the trail would lie on would remain under county ownership. The second component would be a reciprocal easement so that we would be allowed to access the former parkway to maintain and take care of that future trail. That trail would be constructed by Memorial Day of this year. And the third component would be $400,000. That number was arrived on by looking at recent land sales in the area that have a similar value and location. So we have looked at this. We find that it doesn't detract from the park system. We still have connectivity, and we're actually increasing the amount of bike trail. So we'd ask you for approval, and if there are any questions, I'd be happy to field them now.
Questions by committee? Mr. Keegan, you might want to talk a bit, or one of you, about the revenues and how they're intended to be used.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the proceeds from this proposed land transfer of $400,000 we'll be going in front of the Finance Committee through for a fund transfer this cycle, and would allocate $175,000 of the money to the Veterans Park Pavilion project located on the lakefront. The old one was deemed unsafe. It was removed. The design was put together. It was bid out. We're short. This would give us the funding that we need to do the construction this year. That amount would be $175,000. The remaining balance of the $225,000 will be used to match or to fund Milwaukee County's required FEMA match from the 2010 floods and all the damage that was incurred by the Parks Department. We've been working with the state of Wisconsin and the federal FEMA people on mitigation and design. We have all of our final approvals from them. And so this $225,000 will allow the Parks Department to undertake about $2.3 million worth of project repairs this summer also. And so I think this is a real win-win for everybody.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, let me first say, Ms. Thompson, very nice debut, excellent report, and welcome. With that, I will make the motion for approval.
Motion is to approve. Supervisor Stascunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Keegan, I missed it when you said generate or allow us to do $2.3 million. How did you get to that?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, with the FEMA flood issue, the federal government comes in and picks up 75% of the cost. The state of Wisconsin comes in and picks up 12.5%, and the local county, being us, is required for 12.5%. So when you take a look at, about $2 million is $250,000 worth of big projects that we're going to undertake. And we've already undertaken a number of other smaller ones.
Okay, so if we throw 250 in.
Yeah, for every 125 we spend, we get a million of theirs. And so.
Okay, all right. And then I'm just looking at the maps here, and it looks to me like if we do this, it's going to restrict access to some of the Wisconsin Lutheran property in the back.
Chairman, supervisors, actually, they have independent access on that north leg coming off the roundabout. So what Director Dargo is pointing out is the new parkway, and then to the right of that is another point that comes off the roundabout, and that's strictly for the college's access.
And then I think you mentioned this is all generated by the High Point office building owners, that they think it's hard to get to them. I mean, whether it's a private driveway or whether it's a public road, I mean, it's the same strip of concrete that people are going to use to get to their office building, Ryan?
Chairman, supervisors, that's correct. Basically, they're saying that they would take on the ownership, all the maintenance responsibilities for that property. It no longer serves park visitors, so that's why we're suggesting this transfer.
All right. Well, Mr. Chair, here, I guess I just, my concerns, and again, Ms. Schlosser called yesterday wanting to know if I had questions, and we just, it was in the afternoon, and we didn't hook up, so that I could have addressed some of these to her yesterday, but a lot of things having to do with the zoo interchange and how transit and traffic is going to work on that western side of Milwaukee County, in my view, is still very much in flux. And I just don't know that we need to be in a hurry to be selling county property. It doesn't look to me like the ingress and egress for the office building is impeded in any way by keeping this, at least for now, as a, you know, a public road and not selling the property. It just seems premature given how much flux, in my view, is still out there regarding the zoo interchange and, you know, how transit will work and won't work on that side of the county in years to come. So that's my concern. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Thank you for your comments. Further discussion? We have a motion before us to approve. Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Stascunas.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, one no. The motion to approve and recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you. Item number 20, please.